most of which I am not free to share with you. But this much I can say, we are today, underlined in my notes, the word today, we are today living in the age of martyrs. Believe me, please God, believe me. Where do we get the strength even to survive here else except from Jesus Christ in the Eucharist? For the first time in the history of the church, the Vicar of Christ not only reluctantly gave permission, but encourages Catholics to receive the living Savior not just once, but twice every day. I know the Holy Father well enough to say this. He knows, he realizes with full credibility, we are living in the age of martyrs. We need Jesus Christ in our bodies and souls today as we've never, I use that adverb deliberately, as we've never needed him in the 2,000 years of Christian history. One more subtitle. Guidelines for the Eucharist Formation of the Young. Our closing reflections in this conference will concentrate on how we, parents and teachers, priests and the laity, are to become a part of the Eucharist in our day. What is an apostle of the Eucharist? An apostle of the Eucharist is one who has certain Eucharistic qualities. And to be exact, 8 qualities. I will explain. I will try to finish this in the next 15 minutes. If I don't, I will take the blame for going beyond 15 minutes. What is an apostle of the Eucharist? An apostle of the Eucharist is one who is personally very devoted to the Holy Eucharist, as real presence, as sacrifice of the Mass, and as Holy Communion, a deep devotion to the Eucharist on these 3 levels of our faith. Secondly, an apostle of the Eucharist is one who realizes there is no solution to the problems of the world or the problems in the church except through the Blessed Sacrament. Third, an apostle of the Eucharist is one who does everything in his or her power by word and example to promote a deeper faith in the Eucharist as present sacrament, as sacrifice sacrament, and as communion sacrament. All 3 must be seen as the main source of divine grace for the whole human race. Fourth, an apostle of the Eucharist prays every day for a deeper understanding by himself and by others, especially among bishops and priests a deeper understanding of the Holy Eucharist. Fifth, an apostle of the Eucharist lives a life of reparation for those who neglect the Holy Eucharist or have deserted their faith in the Holy Eucharist, or who distort and desecrate the Holy Eucharist. And the numbers today are beyond human counting. Sixth, an apostle of the Eucharist is zealous to convert, or shall I say to reconvert, people to a life of grace and the fullness of the Christian faith, which believes that Jesus Christ is now present on earth, the whole Christ, offering himself in the Mass by giving us the graces he won for us by his death on Calvary, and coming in body into our bodies, his soul into our souls, as a pledge of our eternal destiny. Dear Lord, how I beg Jesus to give you the faith, the deep faith of the martyrs, in the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Seven, an apostle for the Eucharist is a martyr of the Eucharist. Then what price you have to pay, an apostle of the Eucharist is ready to pay it as a witness of his or her faith that Jesus is living in our midst today. The same identical Jesus was born in Bethlehem and died on the cross on Good Friday. Finally, an apostle of the Eucharist simply expects the Eucharistic Christ to work whatever miracles need to be performed in our day. We need miracles. Miracles of courage in conquering the devil of human respect, by confessing Jesus Christ 24 hours a day. This Jesus, we believe, will work miracles of conversion in changing sinners, even today's murderers, in high places, like the President of the United States. Oh, what I know about Clinton. The highest placed murderer in American history, to become a humble follower of Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you, an apostle of the Eucharist has no illusions. There will be opposition. I know it. Oh, how specific I could be. How painfully specific. Christ tells us, have confidence. I have overcome the world. And these words of Jesus are more necessary than ever before in the history of the world. That is why I close with a prayer. It's a page long, my big print. What do we pray? Lord Jesus, in the Holy Eucharist, we believe you are with us in the Blessed Sacrament. We believe you are inviting us to become apostles of the Holy Eucharist to the young people you place into our lives. You told us, allow the little children to come unto me and do not prevent them from doing so. In saying this, you are telling us to nourish, to feed the Eucharistic faith of the young. It is by believing in you, and you as the God who became man, in you as the God who became man and is living as a man in the Holy Eucharist, to nourish the Eucharistic faith of the young. It is, dear Jesus, by believing in you, that they will come to you. By growing in this understanding of this faith, that they will grow in their love for you. Here on earth, the children cannot see you with their bodily eyes. But they can see you with the eyes of their soul. Little children, I can say this and say it publicly. I've encouraged parents to give their young children, will not tell you how young, but very young, to bring them to their first Holy Communion, because the faith of a child can be very strong, no matter how young the child may be in years, but always on one condition, that you, Jesus Christ, have nurtured their faith, their own deep belief in you, our Eucharistic Lord. Everything depends on how deeply and clearly and unqualifyingly we believe that you, their God, who became man, are living among us to change the hearts and minds of children to know you and love you, present in the Blessed Sacrament. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when there's conference.